Well, let's leave the lights on today, huh, Charlie?
My lights are off.
Oh. welcome to the 20th episode of Charlie and Me. I'm amazed we made it this long. That's a pretty long 20 weeks is a lot.
That's a serious commitment right there.
Isn't actually 19? No, it's 20. It's 20 weeks. Yeah.
We've had 20. This is our 20th episode. 21th episode. So we did
21th. Yeah.
It's our 21st.
Not our 21st. It's our 21th. Anyway, if you're friends and family, thanks for listening. If you're not our friends and family, good for you. Thanks for making it this far. I'm surprised you didn't already end it when the song started.
Chapeau.
Golf clap. Yeah, we got a good episode coming up for you today, so let's get into it.
Let's block up. Oh, man. Let's shuffle up the deal.
What's new?
Tour de France is in full swing. First mountain stage was today, and it's exciting. Drama's happening. Got some of the favorites have already crashed out. Mountain stages have just begun, like I said. This is middle of July. I love for the Tour de France. And also Wimbledon happened on Sunday.
That was crazy. And World Cup final.
And World Cup final. Grant, I think you take the ACT and SAT now.
What was my SAT bet?
You bet Croatia would win. You came up close, just short.
Yeah, just two goals short. Oh shit! I forgot about that one. I gotta write my bets down.
You got a lot of tests to take.
Yeah, I'm having a really tough test today. I think I'm taking more tests than I did when I was in school. Yeah.
You're doing it backwards, man.
Whatever.
Yeah. What about you? What's your update?
Just another weekend in paradise. Relaxed this weekend. Studied for the ACT, obviously. I've been studying up, working on my exam skills. Other than that, not much. Watched the Home Run Derby last night after some beer league volleyball. That was a lot of fun. But it brought me back to the little memory.
This is a great one.
And Charlie and I, not very many people know this, but Charlie and I were friends before we went to college. Some people know it, but a lot of our friends don't know that. We were friends when we were really little. We were little.
Like kindergarten.
We were country club Brad and Chad's, hanging out.
Yeah.
We were in Speedos all the time, living the dream. Anyway, we had a tradition where we would watch the Home Run Derby every year together.
Trade baseball cards, play knee hockey.
And I think last year was the first year we didn't watch it together. Since like our hiatus through middle school.
Yeah.
Pretty sure we watched it. Oh no, a couple summers. I take all that back, but
we didn't watch a lot during school, but yeah. We watched a lot of baseball to make up for it.
Yeah, we watched a lot of home runs in between.
We had a lot of sleepovers in college too. A
lot of sleepovers. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not the same bed, ladies. Different bed.
One room apart.
Anyway, but we used to watch Home Run Derby together and crazy stuff, so brought back some memories.
Yeah, those are fond memories. Get some pizza.
All right. Then let's roll into a little podium. What do you say?
Let's bring it on.
I think we got a fun podium. I came up with this. I was sitting at work today, just thinking of things that people call you, that you just don't want to be called. Like they'll walk in the office and be like, "Hey, what's up?"
Blank.
Yeah, I don't want to steal anything yet, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you go ahead. Take it.
First one. Okay, I gotta clarify. All mine are very circumstantial, so there's gonna be a little story behind each.
Yeah, build the circumstance up. I like it.
This first one is teenage years, early teenage years. I'm in the basement. My mom opens the door and goes, "Charles Austin."
Ooh.
Like, ah, crap.
Ooh, that's never a good sign.
It's never a good sign. So it's not necessarily the name, but it's just whatever follows isn't.
Yeah. It's implying some sort of punishment.
Exactly. So, yeah, my first one, Charles Austin.
That's a tough start. mine, I think my least favorite one, this is tough. Maybe not, but when someone like you don't really know very well is like, "Hey, bro."
Bro. What's up, bro? Yo, bro.
No, I don't like that. Just stop. Just say, you know. And you know it's just because they forgot your name.
Okay, I was going to say, is it different than like the freshman year welcome week and you're like, "Hey, man."
Hey, man, how are you?
Never ever heard his name.
Yeah.
You know, you met him like an hour ago, but you're like, "Hey, man."
And I'm pretty hypocritical about it, too, because I've definitely done it. Not like the hey, bro, but like the hey, man thing where you're like, oh, hey, like, I kind of forgot your name. I'm sorry. But I usually would own up to it if I need to learn their name and be like, dude, I'm sorry. I definitely
first line was like, hey, sorry, I forgot your name.
Yeah.
I mean, I would a lot of that.
Yeah. Ugh, that's tough. But yeah, what you got?
My second one is at work. People, when they're, you know, emailing clients back and forth, and I get hit with the hey, sir. And I'm like, ooh.
Where's my dad?
The brakes.
Where is my dad?
Call me Chaz. Call me buddy. Like, no, sir. It just, I don't, it's not like a bad thing. It just makes me feel uncomfortable. So I'm like, I don't do that.
Yeah, I can't blame you on that one.
And then sometimes they'll like call and like I'll be hung up. They'll ask me a question and I'll like IM one of my coworkers real fast, try to get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be like, oh, and then it was like a small talk. And then they always go like, oh, like how long you been working there? I'm like, oh, like 6 months, 7 months.
Yeah.
And like, oh, and then I'm like, oh, what did you do before this? Ah, this is my first job. I'm like, oh, and they're like, yeah, I'm 23. And then you just like, they have no more expectations for my work.
Yeah. Okay, this is over.
Yeah.
I'd say another one of mine is kind of similar, but like kid or kiddo. Like
that was my third, almost
24. I think it's time to stop calling me kiddo.
So it's the balance between sir and kid.
Like my mom's the only one that can get away with calling me kiddo.
Yeah.
Still, anyone else? It's like, and my grandma. She can definitely call me kiddo because the age difference is ripe.
Yep. Yeah, that's fine. My last one is getting catcalled on runs with run, Forrest, run.
Oh God, that's the absolute worst.
I don't like to call the Forrest.
No, I don't. Just don't yell at me. Let me run.
If you're gonna yell at me, yell something like, "Sup, hot stuff."
Then I feel good about myself. Or like maybe like when you're running and then like some chicks like chuckle and say, "Ha, look at him.
He's so skinny.
He's so skinny." Happens all the time.
How great
it is for people to see you in a vulnerable spot. I think my last one, and I haven't had this for a while, and it's usually kids that do it, but it's like, since my name's Grant, they'll say Granny or or like Granty Poo. It's like, oh man,
I'm surprised you didn't put your last name nickname on there.
Oh yeah, Slutty.
Yeah.
Come on.
I just figured, because, like...
No one actually ever called me that, but apparently my sister's got that a little more.
All in college, like, everyone would call you the Grant Slutty.
No one ever called me that.
Yeah. And you'd always, come back with, oh, come on. And then we'd stop.
Well, I just,
it was always just, like, a one-time thing, like, just,
I don't ever remember getting called that, but all right.
Because there was, like, a serious way, but it was just,
Well, I know.
I don't
remember that at all.
I thought it happened decent enough to the point where you'd put it on the list.
Nope, don't remember at all.
All right. Good for you and not getting called that.
Short memory.
choose to remember what I don't like.
Exactly, all the time.
In but, one year or the other. I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what
okay,
am
right.
I?
Okay, right, yeah, let's hop in this interview here and let's get this going. And now we welcome on a special guest of ours. We have Robbie Williams, Captain Oh My Captain, huh?
Fearless leader.
He was just teaching us how to do the alphabet. Robbie, welcome on.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys. Nice to be on.
Well, we'll get down to the nitty gritty here.
Rest.
We got some good good questions set up for you. If you don't feel comfortable answering any of these questions, you know, we don't really care. Just answer.
Just give us the sign.
Yeah. The first question, if you've listened to the show at all, you should know what's coming. What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
All right, well, I pondered this one for a while.
Okay, time out. I love how people are starting to actually come prepared.
Yes, this is nice.
I like it. Okay, continue.
I did nothing at work all day because I was thinking about this.
Perfect.
That's what we like to hear.
I'm going to have to go with my bike adventure with Charlie and Me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, really. that was just an incredible night, because usually everybody was following me because I'm too drunk, but finally I got to follow somebody else.
So what's a little synopsis here on that story?
Agricultural Center. All right,
fair enough. Charlie went to the Agricultural Center.
See some babies.
See some Iowa, and that's, I guess, what they do in Iowa.
Darn right.
Heck yeah.
But after the beer garden, we got nice and drunk. And then we tried to bike home.
Successfully.
Well, some might say successfully.
We made it back.
Very non-direct route home.
Yeah.
So, like, halfway home, we had to stop in a park because both of our bladders were a little full.
I didn't go. I remember that.
You didn't go.
Uh-uh. You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought we stopped for you.
Nope.
And then I was just a side bet. But that's fine. Story aside, we keep going. We get to Dale, which is maybe, what, half a mile from the house?
Yeah, it's like 5 blocks away.
Yep. And Charlie takes a right and just bolts.
I start Tour de France sprinting.
And so it's starting to rain and lightning thunder at this point. And I'm like, Charlie, you are going the wrong way.
I'm not very good with directions. Like, we all know that.
He's a bit of a compass with a broken pointer.
A very broken needle.
There you go. Needle.
Yes, then I just had to chase him for like a mile and a half the wrong way. I finally caught up to him after a couple of like homeless guys told me, oh, is that your friend? Yeah, you should probably catch him.
And you're saying, oh, duh. Maybe I should catch him. He's just too fast for me.
Speed lightning.
Bike on the freeway, that's fine.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that was good. That's a good story.
That's a good one. I like that.
Made it back. No problems.
The living room table or whatever. It's a good night.
Yeah. The end. All right, Rob. For those of you who don't know, you're currently in grad school, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Yo, congrats.
Grad school. We want to know, what's your dream job after school and why?
My dream job, I think, is to work for the CDC.
For the listeners out there who don't know what that stands for, enlighten us.
Okay. For Charlie, just... the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Does that include, like, sexual diseases?
Correct, yes. Yes, it does.
Nice.
That sounds interesting.
So I'm gonna let you in on a little secret here. We half asked that question because we didn't know what you were going to school for.
That's okay. It's for public health.
Public health.
Yeah.
I knew that.
That's important. The public needs to be healthy.
Yeah, because many of us are not. So.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
we can do.
We try. You know, all the beer we drink is really to make us feel better about ourselves. So. So that's awesome. Congrats, in all seriousness. A little more serious here. What would you say the biggest accomplishment in your life this far has been, and why?
Oh, God, that is a hard question.
You've accomplished a lot. You're captain of the cross-country team and track team, I believe. You had all conference honors. Did you get – you took our team back to nationals?
Yeah, you know, I think the proudest I've ever felt was when we all had just awesome races at regions my senior year.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Pictures. There's one of me, Dylan, and Jake, and I just have the biggest shit grin on my face.
Drunk or Robbie finishing a great race?
Finishing a great race.
Say, like, any memorable pong moments? Just draining final cup or something?
You know, we had a couple of those. Some of them.
Yeah. Nothing like a behind-the-back rebuttal to keep the game going? Last cup rebuttal?
Yeah, I think...
That's my crowning jewel right there.
My first point in ping pong against Charlie. I've been with him for, like, 3 months. Yeah. Day.
Mine was the first time I drank a 12-pack and didn't puke.
Nice, that is a good one.
Also known as Grant's 8th grade graduation.
Yeah, it was a hell of a party.
I almost made it a whole season without calling the coach.
Almost.
You got close.
Yeah.
I think that kind of rolls into to a second question on that note. What's your favorite Pete quote / memory?
Or antic.
Oh, God, I have to go. It was my freshman year when Grant Tim, I don't know if you guys ever met him.
We did.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he was my grade, and he goes like the second or third day of practice. He just goes up to Pete. He's like, "Pete, my ass hurts." He's like, "Oh, did your roommate move in last night or something?"
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, actually, we forgot to tell you, we invited Grant Tim on first, and then he bailed, so we invited you on.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Pete's was always good for a quick one. There's like, I remember there's one time.
You hit me with some more quotes here, Charlie.
We were doing a track workout, and indoor track workout, and it's our last rep, and we were wicked fast for the first lap. And he goes, "You're fast. But don't slow down. Just run. Just run." Like, okay.
What about the time he told us we had to run a 35 for a 200? He wanted us to, like, run slow and just, like, get our feet going quicker. And we go out really, really hard, and then Jackson just stops right in front of me, and I just take a digger in the first lane.
He just yells, "Stop!" And so we all stop, and then Grant just, boom, hits the deck.
I'm not like them. I can't just stop on a dime. Holy cow. These knees don't do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That one time, again, senior year, he blew a gasket because we were off 1 second on our first interval. We were slow by 1 second. And it was like 1 week before conference. And that was the first time we had missed an opening set. And he just blew the biggest gasket, made us start the whole workout over again. And then by the end of that workout, he literally just left. And it was like, he just told us what to do, and then he just walked away.
That is a Pete move.
Yeah. And like, looking back on it, it was actually a really good workout. But I think he just wanted to like prove a point that we still sucked in his eyes.
Nothing better than a coach's not approval.
Yeah.
Dad?
Nothing more reassuring for the self-esteem. It's a little 5-second talk with Pete. Okay, on a much lighter note, it's baseball season. It's All-Star break right now.
I'm watching the All-Star game as we speak.
We want to know, what are your predictions for the second half of the season for our Cubs? What are they going to do?
I think they are on a roll right now.
They're heating up.
Form ahead in the next couple of weeks.
I did a halfway point breakdown of the records and everything. Cubs have the best record in the NL, like a 2-game lead over the Brewers.
Yep.
And it's like been the last
two and a half.
They were hot the last 2 weeks of the first half. So I'm excited to see what they got. Grant, what do you think?
We're up 2.5 games from the Brewers. Okay. Just want to make that clear. That half game is important. Brewers went out to Pittsburgh, got beat up by Pittsburgh out there. I don't know. I'm pretty excited. I think we got some heavy hitters coming up. The offense is definitely going. The offense was not sparking in the beginning of the season.
No.
We've seen some pretty good performances from our offense. Pitching, our bullpen's going to need to step up a little bit.
Like the case last 3 years.
I know.
If the bullpen's there, we're fine.
It's all the darn walks. We're letting too many walks come through.
Yeah.
And then we got men on base, and then they just get to scoring position, and we lose easy couple runs here and there for that. So we'll see. Yeah.
I got a hot thing this coming weekend.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
We got a 4 or 5 game homestand against the Cardinals.
I think it's 4.
I'm calling a sweep.
Ooh.
Ooh. The Cardinals are in disarray right now. Just fired their manager.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see how, you know, the teams respond to the break, but
okay.
I think it could happen. I think our cheering presence might seal the deal.
There's one current Cardinal that you're allowed to root for though.
Oh, forever.
Yadier Molina.
Dexter Fowler.
Him too, I guess. But Yadier Molina, who's a lifetime Cardinal. That guy is still having a heck of a year, and he is, I don't know how old.
He's like 35, I think.
Yeah, mid-30s, and still plays catcher, still jacks the ball. Looks like he did in his prime. It's amazing.
Can't run, but never could.
Never could. He was never a good runner. But he's what I want Contreras to turn into.
Yeah, Contreras is well on his way.
I think so.
He's got the arm, and he's not afraid to use it, which is my favorite thing.
He's got a gun. Whew.
Create more outs than he like lets up with his aggressiveness.
I'd rather see an error on an aggressive play like that
than be passive.
Not go for it at all.
Yeah, and I think Madden's the right guy for the manager for that kind of attitude too.
Oh yeah.
He lets the guys do their thing.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Rob, final question. Okay. Should know what it is. Tattoo question. If you're getting a tattoo, what would it be? Where would you put it? Grant's face is always an option.
Put these pearly whites somewhere on your butt.
Strongly considered Grant's face. Strongly considered.
It's not a bad one.
Yep. But we have a family kind of tradition on my dad's side where everybody goes and gets a cloverleaf.
All right.
So when's your time?
I don't know. I'm still not a huge fan of the tattoos, so.
Where would you put said cloverleaf if you were to get it? Is there like a family spot, or is it kind of depend on the person?
All the girls put it on their ankles, so I'm definitely not going to put it on the ankle.
Good call.
I like ankle tats.
I don't know.
Lower back, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Lower back?
Central lower back.
Central lower back, kind of right above the waistline.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'd like that.
Bend and snap.
Who's getting lucky tonight, huh?
That clover.
All right.
Game time.
We got a fun game set up for you. I feel like Pat Sajak, and we're going to run through a nice little Wheel of Fortune, but it's not really. Charlie and I set up two dating profiles, and really we just name off four things that we like, and you're going to have to basically say whose dating profile is this. So I'm going to try my best here, and I'll go for it. So here's the first one, and don't say any names until I've read both of them. The first one is his favorite flavor of ice cream is mint chip. His favorite season is early fall, where it's still a little bit warm. His favorite wind down the day activity is reading. And his favorite dream vacation is a cabin on Lake Tahoe.
Ooh.
Our next contestant, his favorite flavor of ice cream is vanilla with a caramel swirl. His favorite season is fall, not early fall. His wind down the day activity is drinking wine. And his dream vacation, southern Germany and Austria.
Contestant A or contestant B?
Yeah, who's getting to see that shamrock tattoo, huh?
That makes sense.
What's up? What's up, Robbie?
But I'm pretty sure A is Grant and B is Charlie.
Correct.
You got it.
Nailed it. Congratulations.
That was good.
You get a brand new car.
And a date with me. Woo!
Nice.
In Lake Tahoe. I gotta say, Lake Tahoe is a beautiful spot. You guys will love it.
It's going to be nice. I have a perfect cabin picked out for us. We're going to go early fall. We'll be able to.
Because we're going to enjoy some mint chocolate chip ice cream and enjoy a nice, fine reading session each evening.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Well, Rob, thanks for coming on. It's been our pleasure.
Yeah, Rob, thanks. See you this weekend.
You too. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs, go.
That was Robbie. Great guy. A lot of fun. He made us stay up late to film this one. It seems like a film to me. Anyway, I love...
It's 8:30. Way past my bedtime.
I know. I got to work after this. I love when people take the tattoo question more serious. It definitely started as more of like we have friends that most of them aren't going to get tattoos, so we thought it was like, let's do this. Not that we're against tattoos, I'm all for tattoos. I just like people took it more seriously, and they're like,
part of the reason why I came up with the question is because I want inspiration in case I want to get one.
There you go. Yeah, so far
nothing good's come.
Yeah, my face somewhere definitely could work.
Yeah, that honestly might be the leading candidate.
I think we're going to have a little bet. A little Charlie and me. We're going to have someone design. Ooh, someone design a tattoo or someone design a Charlie and me logo, and then the loser has to get the Charlie and me logo on their tattoo.
Kate, if you're listening, you're a graphic design artist. We'd greatly appreciate a logo.
Kate, we're trusting you.
Or your sister's boyfriend offered to create a logo.
Oh, Patrick, if you're listening. Pat, throw a little pro bono work our way.
Next segment, a new one. Not really a segment, but it's more of a topic we're gonna discuss. We're gonna do like a what if game of if we were on death row, what would our final meals be?
I think what would you go to death row for?
Murder? I mean, not that I would ever murder anyone, not saying that. But like
maybe me.
Like that's the most logical
thing. Yeah, you're right. I was just thinking, I don't know what other obscure ways you could get to death row. I mean, you can't have the death penalty in Iowa, so I'm pretty lucky. Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that I think it's the state of Texas no longer actually offers the final meal.
So
because someone ordered such an extravagant meal and didn't touch it, just left it untouched.
Damn.
And then they're like, well, if he's going to do that, then no one gets it. So yeah,
that guy really on his way out ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
That's kind of a ballsy call. I mean, obviously, sounds like a really terrible guy. But
he ordered like a king for four days.
Good for him. Wow.
For one meal.
Well, I mean, not good for him because he was going on death row. This puts you in a tough spot.
All right, Grant. So, if you're on death row, what would your final meal be?
It's got to be something my mom cooks. But if I'm on death row, I don't think she's gonna want to cook for me anymore. You know. Anyway, man, that's tough because I'm a big mama's cooking guy.
Whew. Hot dogs.
I love hot dogs too.
I know you do.
Man, that's tough. It's really tough. Maybe like my mom makes this. If I'm assuming it's gonna be summertime because it's summertime right now. So my mom makes this tomato and brie pasta. Oh, it's so good. It's just a summery meal. Got some basil in it. You're just sitting there, you're eating it. It just feels like summer. You get a little flank steak in it, or like with it. Flank steak on the side, and then this pasta. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I just ate dinner, but I'm hungry again.
You're welcome. Okay. Ready for mine?
Go.
For my appetizer, I want Des Moines Golf chicken fingers and barbecue sauce.
Wow.
Yep. For my entree, I want a nice bone-in New York strip, medium rare, mashed potatoes, and sautéed asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
And for dessert, I'm having some of that vanilla ice cream with a caramel swirl.
There you go. That's nice. I didn't think about dessert. Dessert's probably actually 100% cheesecake.
Oh, and I want to clarify, the mashed potatoes in my entree, they're my mom's mashed potatoes.
All right, there you go, Mary. I'd have to have cheesecake as my dessert. It'd have to be like raspberry cheesecake. I'm a big fan of raspberries. Oh, God, that'd be good.
Your raspberries.
I love raspberries.
Your go-to cashback purchase.
Yeah, I'd go to Whole Foods and like buy $5 worth of raspberries and then ask for like $60 in cash. That's like the sketchiest thing I could ever do, and I was really just wanted cash. There was no other reason. Because I have a small bank, you know, I don't like to pay that $3. I prefer to pay $5. Eat some raspberries. Yeah, I mean, what a good idea. What a good idea.
I hear ya.
Well, should we wrap it up with some quotes here?
Let's do it.
What do you got?
In the morning, I'm making waffles.
That's a good one.
Oh, we were singing Hallelujah earlier. Got me thinking of Shrek, favorite line from that movie. In the morning, I'm making waffles.
I got a classic one. I feel like I've been a little lazier at work recently, so I'm trying to motivate myself to be less lazy. Hope my boss isn't listening. But If you don't have time to do it right, when will you have time to do it over? John Wooden.
John Wooden.
That guy. Rest in peace, man.
Hero.
He's a big hero. Big hero. All right. That's our show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys all next week. Deuces.